Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Geography of Bliss, Eric Weiner embarks on a journey to discover what makes people happy across different cultures. Armed with a wry sense of humor and a keen observational eye, Weiner travels to countries that rank highly on the world happiness scales, as well as some that sit at the lower end, to uncover the various factors that contribute to the citizen's sense of well-being. Through his travels, Weiner explores the notion that place, geography, in essence, plays a critical role in shaping our happiness. From the icy fjords of Iceland, which holds the title of the happiest country, to the bustling streets of Moldova, regarded as one of the least happy places on Earth, Weiner seeks to understand how environment, economy, societal norms, and other factors interplay to influence happiness. His quest is both personal and universal. He not only seeks to understand the science and philosophy behind happiness, but also to discover the secret to his own contentment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Science and Philosophy of Happiness. Eric Weiner delves deep into the scientific research and philosophical underpinnings of happiness, weaving through various theories and perspectives that attempt to explain what makes humans content. He investigates positive psychology, the study of happiness, and how different cultures interpret the meaning of a fulfilling life. Weiner highlights the work of researchers who have dedicated their careers to understanding the metrics of happiness, including GDP per capita, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, generosity, and perceptions of corruption. Each of these factors, he posits, contributes to the complex tapestry of happiness in different proportions across various societies. Through his exploration, Weiner demonstrates that while happiness is partially determined by genetics and personal circumstances, societal factors play a significant role in shaping our well-being. Secondly, happiness across cultures. One of the core themes of The Geography of Bliss is the exploration of how happiness varies dramatically from one culture to another. Weiner takes the reader on a tour through countries such as Iceland, Qatar, Denmark, India, and Bhutan, each representing unique approaches to happiness. In Iceland, a strong sense of community and a cultural embrace of failure contribute to its high happiness rankings. Bhutan, on the other hand, has famously prioritized gross national happiness over gross national product, emphasizing spiritual and mental well-being. Through these case studies, Weiner illustrates the vast differences in what constitutes happiness across cultures, suggesting that there is no one-size-fits-all formula. The importance of social bonds, economic security, political freedom, and cultural values in cultivating happiness emerges as a recurring theme in these diverse happiness landscapes. Thirdly, the relationship between wealth and happiness. In examining the link between wealth and happiness, Weiner visits countries with vastly different economic statuses to see how they correlate with happiness levels. He observes that while wealth can contribute to comfort and security, it does not necessarily lead to a higher sense of well-being. This observation is particularly evident in Qatar, one of the wealthiest countries, where despite its high GDP per capita, the happiness level does not proportionally match its wealth. Conversely, countries like Iceland and Denmark, which have robust social safety nets and prioritize work-life balance, consistently rank high on happiness scales despite not being the wealthiest. Weiner's analysis supports the argument that beyond a certain point, additional wealth does not equate to increased happiness. Instead, factors such as social cohesion, community involvement, and the availability of free time have a more significant impact on a country's happiness level. Fourthly, searching for personal happiness. Amidst his global exploration of happiness, Weiner also embarks on a personal quest to find more joy and contentment in his own life. His journey is both literal and metaphorical, as he reflects on his experiences, the people he meets, and the lessons he learns along the way. Weiner openly shares his struggles with anxiety and depression, bringing a vulnerable and relatable aspect to his search for happiness. This personal narrative thread running through the book adds depth to his exploration, demonstrating that happiness is not just a macro-societal issue, but also an intensely personal endeavor. Through his narrative, Weiner suggests that understanding and pursuing happiness requires introspection, self-acceptance, and most importantly, the willingness to embrace change and new experiences. Lastly, the role of government and policy in happiness. Eric Weiner's travels bring him to places where government policies have a direct impact on the happiness of its citizens. Perhaps the most striking example is Bhutan, which measures its success through gross national happiness rather than solely economic output. Bhutan's focus on environmental preservation, cultural promotion, sustainable development, and good governance showcases how policy can be designed with the well-being of citizens in mind. Similarly, in countries like Denmark and Iceland, policies that support social welfare, work-life balance, and equality contribute significantly to their high happiness rankings. Weiner's observations underscore the argument that governments play a crucial role in creating the conditions for happiness. By prioritizing social equality, environmental protection, and mental health, countries can foster a higher quality of life for their citizens. This topic invites readers to consider how different societies prioritize happiness and the potential for policy innovations to enhance collective well-being. In conclusion, Eric Weiner's The Geography of Bliss offers a profound journey into the heart of happiness, taking readers across the globe to understand how culture, economy, policy, and personal choice coalesce to shape our well-being. This book holds valuable insights for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of what makes people happy. It is particularly enlightening for travelers, cultural explorers, and those interested in the science of happiness. Moreover, Weiner's personal narrative imbues the text with relatability, reminding us that the search for bliss is a universal pursuit. Through vivid storytelling and rigorous exploration, Weiner demonstrates that while happiness might be influenced by geography, it also requires individual exploration and openness to the diverse ways of finding joy. The Geography of Bliss serves not just as a travelogue, but as a guide for introspective discovery, encouraging readers to consider how they can incorporate lessons from around the world into their pursuit of happiness. In a world that often feels divided, Weiner's findings offer a hopeful perspective on the shared human endeavor to live a fulfilled and contented life. If you would like to support Eric Weiner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.